All right, welcome members. Adam plugging in here on Sunday night, the 10th of April. 22 for the Night Watch podcast with Adam. Hope you guys are doing fine wherever you are. Very strange times as we move forward here into another year and time is flying by. Done some great podcasts lately that are all up now on the website. Hope you guys are enjoying. A couple of new members plugging in as well today. Great to have you on board and thanks for supporting me here on the ground. Everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com. So enjoy and contact me anytime. This is just gives me a chance to sit down here when I'm not on with guests and just go over all the latest and give my opinion, really. Cover what I'm seeing out there, whatever it is, you know, mainstream MSM stuff, you know, break it down and give my opinion and alternative news and stuff that's going up all over the place and coming through on the email and Telegram and what people are putting through. There's always stuff popping up. Gives me a chance to sit down quietly and just cover things. Sort of like a nightly news sort of show, but it's night and I'm watching everything, keeping my eye on things. You can find the Night Watch podcast with Adam in the members area as well, and there's a chat room and other content if you want to log into there. Just say to the new members as well, thanks for your support. And if you ever have any issues, it's usually just a password issue, you know, so, you know, just let me know through the email, through the website, and I can fix that, or anything, just please email me about that. Also, if you don't want to support me here anymore, and or something happens, just let me know as well. You can go in, when you're logged into the website, you can edit profile and you can see delete account there. So you can do that and just let us know as well so I can make sure that's okay over on Stripe. But as I said, anything at all, just let us know. I'm doing this myself, so I always check in on the Yahoo Mail just to make sure everything's going okay. Sometimes new members don't receive the emails to, you know, to get the registration code and sign up and do your user and everything, but I can just create it for you and send it through. It just happens. It's one of those weird things, whereas a lot of people don't have any issues. Well, why don't I start with this clip, and I've put it up on the website, but still shaking my head today in disbelief over it. To be honest, I just can't believe how sick things are, but I'll play the clip anyway from Victoria. And if you guys didn't see the article, you can just hear the video from YouTube now. I sort of watched this last night. Well, although I've covered it for years, we do expect this stuff. We know what the schooling system's doing to people's children. That's why I homeschool. But to kind of hear this in the Victorian Parliament, you just sit there and shake your head in disbelief. Indeed. I'll get the clip for you now, just in case you missed it.
This afternoon for the attention of the Minister for Education, and I have to say it is not often in this job I am absolutely shocked. I thought I'd seen everything, but this one is just beyond words. It is a note from a constituent who says, "Hi Bernie, this is a worksheet that my 10-year-old daughter brought home from school," and it includes a photo of the worksheet. Part of her homework was to discuss with her father his erections and ejaculation. I find this very disturbing and sickening, as indeed do I have to say. I have complained to the school and was told it was just part of the curriculum. Can you advise who else I should make a complaint to? Well, I could go on for days who she could complain to. My daughter still plays with dolls and writes letters to the Tooth Fairy. There is no way any little girl should be told to ask these questions. Well, so say all of us. What the hell is going on in this state when 10-year-old girls are told to go home and talk to your father about his erections and about his ejaculations? What the hell is going on here? How the hell are we supposed to protect our kids when this sort of perversion is in our schools? This is what is being dished up to them on a daily basis in a primary school, not even a secondary school, a primary school. This is just unbelievable. It's staggering. I could not imagine the reaction. I have three daughters. I could not imagine the reaction of any of them if they were told to do that. They would be traumatised for life. I don't think they'd ever recover. Not sure I'd ever recover. This is just deplorable. This is just deplorable. And it seems to me to be a part of the ongoing war by the Andrews government against children, in particular, in this state. Let kids be kids. A 10-year-old girl should not be exposed to this sort of material. I think it is deplorable. It is deplorable. And I challenge anybody, just ask yourselves here tonight, would you be happy if you had a 10-year-old and she was told to go home to talk to her dad about his ejaculation and his erections? Would you be happy with that? Would you be relaxed about that? My God, I wouldn't be. I'd be horrified. Indeed, we should all be horrified. So I asked the minister to conduct an urgent investigation to remove this.
There you go. This is in Victoria. This is what is going on under the Daniel Andrews regime. I mean, look what he did to people last year down there just for questioning him and his dictatorship. Look what he did to people. Look at the police forces. It's just the terror campaign, shooting people in the back. You know, I mean, what they did to Australian people is, as I said on the last podcast, we're never going to forgive for this. So if Big Fat Chief Wiggum thinks that we're going to just suddenly forget what this criminal and his police forces did to the Victorian people, it ain't going to happen, you fat pig. You're done. Never going to forget that, ever. The terrorists, that's what they are. The terrorists. Domestic terror cells of Victorian police. But this is the kind of thing that's going on under the Daniel Andrews dictatorship. So, you know, after all the lockdowns, the longest lockdowns in the world, terrorizing the population with mass police forces and everything that he has done, ruining and destroying people's lives, massive suicide rates, getting injections into people, killing people through those injections and poisoning them. Just a mass all-round hammer blow of destruction. That's what he has caused. And underneath all of this, as people get their jabs and think that life's going back to normal, this is the kind of stuff that you're seeing. This is what, I mean, when you listen to something like that, and keep in mind, this is just the basics of it. I mean, this is in the Victorian Parliament itself, and this is only because parents, and I spoke about this so much, when it was going on around me, that it was just because the kids were going home and telling their parents, and the parents had no idea that this was actually, in the curriculum. And keep in mind as well, these are 10-year-old kids, 10-year-old girls. And what did I say a million times? Even the primary schools, even earlier, they're grooming grounds. It's a satanic Freemason, beast system that rapes children. This is the belly of the beast in Australia. And schools are grooming grounds for kids. We talk about it so much here. The pornography, the hardcore rape pornography that children are exposed to in schools now through Facebook. And all of this, I've spoken about some of the content I've seen on YouTube when they deleted my channel. And you can't even put a meme up or question anything on Facebook. Old Zuckerberg's shadow banning you and blocking you. I couldn't even have an account there, but all these kids are getting access to hardcore pornography, predominantly anal sex and even bestiality and all this kind of stuff, and on Facebook, watching violent, horrific, satanic, pornographic content designed to destroy populations, to destroy the family unit, to destroy children, to destroy young men, destroy their values, to make them hate women, to make them want to attack women and be violent towards women, to think that this is what women want. It brings young people up in this perverted and sick kind of state where they think that this is normal behavior and it's not. There's, you know, there's an epidemic of violence and rape now all over the world because of this pornography. And we know about safe schools. We covered that here many, many times through the years, didn't we? Say that Daniel Andrews safe schools, but it was all over Australia, and this was a curriculum going back through the years where they were doing this to kids. I always talk about all this, and I put up a lot of articles, and thank God they finally took it down. But it's still in the school curriculum. They just rename it. They had these Marxist, family-hating psychopaths up there running the safe schools. You would have seen them, the wicked one with the glasses. I don't even remember this one's name, whether it was a man or a woman, I don't know. And they're trying to get the kids confused sexually, and then so they can get them on puberty-blocking drugs and really screw them up so they'll never have families. You know, it's a war on the family unit. That's what this is. You know, it's not just all about getting jabbed and this war against us. That's massive now as well. But there's always this. And so we can see that it's still there. We can see that it's still there. And we know even when they dismantled the safe schools programs across Australia, because this is, and I read through so many articles, they were teaching preschool children to cross dress and all of this. And there's, I remember some news, I'm on Sydney's Northern Beaches, where schoolgirls in primary school were taking photos on their phones in class, because they got phones now, right? And it was all this kind of material, you know, they were showing their parents, you know, it was all about promiscuous older gay men having orgies and all this sort of stuff. And this is what they're doing in the classrooms in the day. And this proves it. That clip that I just played you proves it, see? And now they're getting kind of more exposed, but that really shows. This is what's going on in Australian classrooms, but, you know, especially in Victoria. And so when you hear something like that, you can't believe it, can you? I was scratching my head all day just sitting there thinking, my God. I mean, teaching 10-year-old girls. 10. 10. 10-year-old girls to go home and ask their fathers about erections and ejaculations. I put it up on the website and there's all images and gross stuff. It's happening in America as well and all over. All like Western countries as they deface and devalue our cultures and tear us down. That's how they tear society down. And we know pornography, you know, hardcore pornography is a weapon. It's actually a very, very, very dangerous weapon. And you can see here they're openly going for 10-year-old kids. And they're not just going for them to inoculate them with this mRNA poison injections, DNA altering and, you know, gene altering and cutting and destroying technology. This weapons to sterilize children so they'll never have kids anyway, and poison them and kill them slowly like they're cockroaches. But you got this as well, an attack on them sexually by perverts. And, you know, this curriculum is coming from the top, you know. It's probably coming from outside the country from the UN and these kinds of organizations, you know, through the Daniel Andrews regime and through the school bodies, and, you know, being written throughout the curriculums and placed into children's schoolwork in the day and homework and stuff like that. And as I said before, I studied safe schools and everything a lot, and some of the stuff was just beyond belief. And even when that got incrementally taken down, the one person in this country that championed safe schools, this attack on children, the one person in this country that would not give it up and continued with it and openly supported it, was Daniel Andrews. This communist. And he's definitely a very sick, perverted, his so-called wife, there's a few of them, for some of them, they seem like she's got body doubles. I've just seen images of his so-called wife, and that looks like a transvestite to me. People say, I don't know, people have brought that up as well, same as the New Zealand Prime Minister, that looks like a transvestite. These people are very sick. And Daniel Andrews, I always said that this guy is just the sick guy. I think he's definitely a compromised pedophile as well. And that's what we talk about a lot. ScoMo, all these politicians and people in high places, you know, they'll get a lot of money, but if they're compromised, they can get a lot of high positions. And we discussed this ages ago. A lot of people are putting up Fiona Barnett's material again on Telegram, and I actually interviewed Fiona back in 2015, so the members can look for that on the website and listen to that if you haven't heard it. And I was talking about this last year because former New South Wales Premier Bob Carr, kind of looks like a horse face guy with glasses on, this guy kind of, I never heard of him again. I haven't heard of that guy for years, but towards the end of last year, he started coming out and lashing out and making a big drama. He didn't like the protests that were building in Victoria and everywhere, because a very common theme at the Australian protests, and I've been to a whole bunch of them, and I was there in Canberra, is these pedophiles, and they're actually making speeches about it, and they're pointing to Parliament House saying these pedophiles are going to be taken out of there. It's full of pedos. And anyway, Bob Carr is on the suppressed pedophile list. Anthony Albanese Anthony Albanese, the Labour leader. This guy's just disgusting. I don't even want to look at him. He's a real filthy little worm, isn't he? He was out and about at some markets trying to tally up some votes today. This is a very quick video that someone put up on Telegram, and they're asking him straight away about the suppressed pedophile list that ScoMo suppressed, and you can see his face. Oh my God, he didn't like it, and he ran away. I think it's here.
28 pedophiles on the Wood Royal Commission.
Sorry.
Are you doing a research into that? Is anybody investigating that? Anthony Albanese?
How about the Wood Royal Commission?
Yeah, the Wood Royal Commission.
How about the Wood Royal Commission?
We don't like having pedophiles running our country.
Interesting times. And we've never seen this theme so out in the open and so strong, and it's getting stronger. And it's good to see. As I said, it's part of all the protests now, and it's very open. And the world is looking in, because this is a pedophile paradise. Probably when we're looking at these pedophiles in government and stuff, this is probably one of the worst countries in the world, man, and they've been getting away with it for so long. And you know, this system of perverting our young is just part of their inverted system. Everything's inverted with these people. They're sick. This little creep Albanese. I mean, how disgusting. How could Australians honestly even consider going and voting for this guy in the elections? I mean, how could you even accept this? I mean, this guy is the worst of the worst. This guy is such a... He's such a disgusting little filthy little worm. He makes my skin crawl. He's got these nasty little eyes, beady eyes behind his glasses and these thin lips. I just don't like him at all. I've never liked that guy, and it's unbelievable that they're pushing him to be a prime minister of a country. And we know they're all actors, it's all fake. This is not a country, it's not a democracy, it's not a commonwealth, it's a company. It's a registered company. We're all being ripped off. We've been getting ripped off for a long time now. They rip us off with everything. You know, they're ripping us off with everything, man. Everywhere you look. They're going to take people's pensions and houses and everything. And it's unbelievable that we are heading into another election year in 2022. And we go down this same road. And as I said the other night, the federal police are not worried about pedophiles, are they? Are the federal police, the Australian federal police, worried about pedophiles? No, they're attacking us with microwave weapons at protests. Are they worried about pedophiles running the Australian government? No, they're setting up a task force to basically go after anybody who's doesn't like these politicians who are in charge and is questioning it. They're basically setting up laws to treat us like we're all terrorists now because we're unhappy with the system, which is our right, and we don't like what's going on anymore, and we're getting angry. And now there, you can clearly see it. But unfortunately, many bozos just can't. They can't see it. They can't see it, and they won't see it. And there's nothing that you can do, as we spoke with Amanda Vollmer about that. You can't win with them. And who wants to win with them? They're just gone. Let them go. Let them sail down the river of ignorance. Goodbye. But man, we've got a battle on our hands. And when you look at, when you listen to a video like that of what's going on with 10-year-old children in Victoria, you can't even believe what you're hearing. I mean, we expect that, I know. Because you see that and you're just like, oh my goodness me. So what kind of government and you look at Daniel Andrews and you look at what that guy was saying, you know, 10-year-old children being told to go and ask their fathers about erections. Their fathers. I mean, how sick is this? It's not like they're giving them books or material on that. They're telling them to go and ask their dads about it. You know what I mean? It's like a whole incest thing. It's just so sick. And this is the way these people are. Daniel Andrews, someone like Daniel Andrews, is the sickest of the sick. This guy, I'm absolutely convinced, although I can't prove it, but I take one look at him, he's a pedophile. He's a perverted, you know, filthy, demonic entity. He really is disgusting. And the guy just makes my skin crawl. And you look at that material they're teaching 10-year-old girls in school and you look at him, what does that tell you about him? And he's still in power. He's still the Premier of Victoria. And you know, and this is the thing. You know, we did have huge backlash down there, but where's the millions of people? Where were they? They weren't, you know, the 5 or 6 million people of Melbourne. How many people did we have protesting? Maybe up to 1 million at a couple of events. Maybe up to 1 million, probably less. You got 4 or 5 million people who are doing nothing. Always. And this guy is still in power. Still in power. He's just unbelievable. And you look at that and you think, what hope do we have? But you know, my question tonight is, what are the limits here? You know, how much will the Australian people, How much mums and dads, average mums and dads out there in this country, willing to take before they snap? When are people going to get the lanterns and the pitchforks out and go after these people? I don't know. I guess they've got these massive police forces to protect them, and ultimately the military, because that's what they're all set up for, to protect the criminals. They're the terrorists. The government are the terrorists. The federal police are the terrorists. The military, they're the terrorists. If we get rid of them, then we're all set. They're the problem. Always have been, always will be. But you know, we outrank them in every way possible. There's just too many of us. But when are people going to get angry? Because you have a system, for example, and this is just one example, under Daniel Andrews' regime, it's a communist regime, dictatorship in Melbourne. Nothing's changed. Just because people have got their jabs and they're going to watch the A-League or they're going to watch the cricket or go to the bars and slurp down drinks, you're not free. You got those jabs in your arm, you're anything but free. You got microchips, you got the mark of the beast injected into your body. You're on Bluetooth, you're connected, you're going to be tracked and traced if you live, and you're going to be connected into the beast system. You basically sold your soul to keep meager, insignificant little things within the illusion that don't really matter, because what matters is you, your integrity, your mind, body, spirit, your family, how strong you are. You gave all that up. You got those jabs in your arm, and now you have to be willing to play ball and possibly, you know, pay the ultimate price, because things are going to get tough on these people. Indeed. Indeed they are. And they live under this man. They live under this man. And look what his schooling system's doing to their own children. Your own children. It's not just bad enough that we were talking about on the last show with Amanda. And what I was saying, that it's just unbelievable that so-called loving parents are taking they're in love with their kids 1 minute, and then the next minute they're taking them down to get these needles in their arms, mRNA Pfizer jabs in their kids' bodies. It's not, if that's not bad enough, they're allowing this, the government, which is false, it's not real, this is not our government at all. Until we have a massive clean out, the whole thing needs to be flushed out like an enema. We need to rewrite and start again. But we're not there yet, right? I keep saying that. We're just not there yet. But the people in Australia, but if you look at the people in Victoria and Melbourne, they are living under a dictatorship run by this perverted scum who's going after 10-year-old kids, after people's 10-year-old kids, and putting this trash onto them. Isn't this enough to get people going to the sheds and getting their pitchforks out? I mean, what will it take for the Australian people to stand up and get really fucking angry here? I mean, just really angry and wanting to really do something here. Like, that really forces change. You know, and I'm talking serious anger. I'm talking serious pushback here. Because here we have a system where it's all being exposed. We're exposing these pedophiles. I mean, ScoMo openly, the Prime Minister of this country, as he calls himself, openly put a suppression order on the pedophile list. These are people like Bob Carr and probably celebrities, but a lot of political figures and former prime ministers are on that list. We know who they are. We've covered it many times. Fiona covers it in her work. They're all on there. ScoMo put a lock and key on it for forever, pretty much. So no one can get access to this. We can't expose it and bring it out into the open. ScoMo's government's full of pedophiles. We know that he's protecting rapists who are actually in Parliament getting paid by the Australian taxpayer right now. He actually has under his wings rapists who rape little kids in his government now, and he's refusing to do anything. This is the man that promised $2 billion for Australian bushfire victims and lied about it. You know, he's a Freemason. Did you see him getting his hair cut the other week with the Freemason black and white floor? The guy's a full Freemason, probably fairly low level. I know John Howard's quite high. That's why he was there on 9/11 and why he was there with Blair and Bush when they went into Iraq, and why he was involved in the Port Arthur false flag shootings to disarm Australians. So if you look at John Howard and how long he was in power, and there was a book written about him, it was called Silencing Dissent. If you look at that man, well, he's not a man, he's a demon. It's a demonic entity. Look at that little shithead. I used to call him Mr. Sheen. You know the Mr. Sheen cans that you, the cleaning product? Oh, Mr. Sheen. Mr. Sheen, you keep your house so clean or whatever it was. That's him. Looks like him. Little Johnny. He always looked like he was going to cry. With the glasses. Johnny Howard. Yeah, far out. Bob Hawke. Rhodes Scholars. Manchurian candidates. Brainwashed. Boy. And then these former prime ministers die, and we have all this drama to celebrate. You know, it's unbelievable, unbelievable. And they never got touched. They never got put on trial. They never got hung for what they did. You know, John Howard retired now. He lives in the lap of luxury around Sydney Harbour Bridge area, doesn't he? Kirribilli, is he still there? I don't know where he is. I don't give a shit. He walks around like he's king of the land. He's never going to face anything for what he did. Him and Tony Blair. I've said that. Tony Blair looks like a devil. Bush. What they did to Iraq. What they got us involved with. He never faced war crimes, tribunals, nothing. And so it shows you the system is so rotten and so deeply rooted in corruption, you wonder if we could ever change anything. And just to think, you know, this, that the Prime Minister, as he calls himself, of Australia, is protecting pedophiles in his government, you just shake your head in disbelief. And that he was close friends with pedophiles in the Hillsong Church. And then you see that Daniel Andrews' government is pushing this kind of sexualized, sick and perverted curriculums onto 10-year-old little girls. 10-year-olds. I mean, my little girl's 6. She's never seen a TV. We read old books and I homeschool her. If anyone did that to her, I'd kick them so hard in the side of the head, I don't think they would get up. I mean, you want to take a baseball bat down to that school, to the principal's office, and just start smashing shit. You know what I mean? Kind of, where's Charles Bronson, man? You know what I mean? Where's the, where's the, you know, where's this kind of vengeance, eye for an eye? Because we have to do that sometimes. We have to. You know, some people will say we can't have violence at them, you know. Because that's, you know, and I understand, if you're saying that, I understand where you're coming from, because I've said that many times. This federal police, these spooks, they're everywhere now, and they're just wanting you to make a threat. Because once you make threats to politicians or anyone, you know, anything, especially on Facebook and social media, they'll come to your house at night with dogs and torches, and they'll arrest you, telling you. They're watching everything. Unfortunately, you know. So maybe I might just say, look, I'm not calling for violence. I'm just calling for people to get fire in the belly and just get angry. And, you know, and we need to form millions of people where we, You know, we just start pushing these people back and demanding that they either step down or they get put on trial for what they've done and they get arrested and the police do their damn job. Instead of treating us like criminals, why don't you go after the real criminals? But now we know the Australian Federal Police and general police forces are just set up to protect the mob. Basically the mob. The criminals. And just to see this little, you know, Albanese worm, he looks like a pervert, you know, hanging around out front of a high school. You know what I mean? And parents are like, look at this guy. You don't want to get in his van. That's what he looks like. And this guy thinks that he's going to be the Prime Minister of Australia, and I reckon possibly, hey, he might be. How stupid would you have to be anyway? I mean, I don't believe in voting, but how stupid would people... But they are, aren't they? They're stupid. They're stupid. Stupid. People are stupid beyond words. Even now, they're still too stupid to understand what's going on. They can't see the bigger picture, and they don't want to anyway. They're too stubborn. They're so stupid that it's just created a stubbornness that you can't believe. It's like trying to get through a bloody brick wall. Unbelievable times. And so, yeah, going back to my point before, you know, we do have this very common theme now, and I've seen it many times, and unbelievable the signs people are holding up. Everywhere you go at these protests, you know, it's get your hands off our kids. Everybody knows that we have pedophiles running this country, and this is an important step to tear these people down. We need to start somewhere, man. And they need to be taken down, you know. And so we have that. And it's a very, as I said, a very common theme at all the protests across the country now. We are seeing this whole structure around get your fucking hands off our kids. This government are pedophiles. But then at the same time, after what Daniel Andrews did to the people of Victoria, you look at that in the curriculum and it just shows you how bold these people are. You know, like how evil they are. You know, that they would even put something like that out there. You know, it's just that you can see the discontent and the hate that they have for the public. I mean, it's just defies belief. The absolute audacity to do things like this in this current climate shows you what kind of fiend we're dealing with. Because he's not a man, he's a fiend. He's an it. It's a creature. It's a creature of the night. He doesn't have any spine. There's nothing there. It's an empty vessel. That is not human to me. It's a filthy, dark entity that, quite frankly, needs to be flushed from this planet. You know, they are the real virus. And, you know, so to finish up on that, what will it take to get parents and most parents to get off their fucking lazy asses and away from their fucking big houses and their big screen TVs and their sports and Netflix and their big, you know, brand new IKEA kitchens and all their luxury, and to actually fucking stand up, not just for themselves and this country and our way of life, but only for their bloody kids. You know, I wouldn't have my kid in school. My child's not going anywhere near a school. It's not going to happen. Not a public school anyway. I don't have the money to go to Steiner and some of those, or some of the bush schools that can be just too expensive, but we'll find something later. But, you know, like, if my child was in a school and that happened, I can't even imagine how angry I'd be. I'm listening to that guy and who's the only guy saying anything about it in the Parliament of Victoria, and I can't find it really anywhere in the news. And of course, the Australian mainstream media won't cover that. You won't see that on Channel 9 or 7 or 10. And Koshy, the little Jew, you won't see him talk about that, will you, on Morning Breakfast on his Sunrise show, will you, the little fuckwit? You won't hear him even dare mention that. You won't hear it anywhere. You got to go to alternative media. But that was from inside Parliament. And the Australian mainstream media have completely ignored it. Here they are labelling us anti-vaxxers and all of this, and they're ignoring that the Daniel Andrews government is putting, this kind of perverted crap into the curriculum in Victorian schools for 10-year-old girls to ask their dads about ejaculation and masturbation and erections and how big their penises are and all of this. The Australian mainstream media don't even touch it. They don't want. There's no mention. Karl Stefanovic and all these big radio shows that everyone listens to in their cars on their way to work, they don't say anything. When their own kids are under fire, when their own kids are being attacked and groomed to be raped, groomed to be stripped and humiliated and confused and put on drugs and have their lives ruined so they'll never be stable. They'll probably end up going into terrible things like pornography or doing drugs or whatever. It just screws them up. They'll never have families. They'll never be balanced and centered, you know? And this is what they're doing, and parents are just shrugging their shoulders. What will it take to make parents get angry in this godforsaken place? Because if I look at videos like that, and I look at material like that, and I see that the Australian people aren't getting angry, then to me, I'm living in hell. This is hell. Because there's no other place that you could be. When you see people get mad and fight back, then I think, well, this is good. But when no one does anything, you just got to think that you're living in some kind of hellish times, you know? Where parents won't not only stand up for their kids who are being attacked in schools by these pedophile groomers, but also injected with poisons that will quite possibly kill them or destroy their lives. And parents are just I don't understand why they had kids if they're going to do that. I don't get it. I don't understand. Are these people that far gone? Are they that brain damaged? I guess we're living in a time of extreme situation where people are so brain damaged. No? So brain damaged. What can we do but stay aware and alert and look after ourselves? We don't want to go down, you know? People rely on you and me and that we're awake and aware. And we're just not like them. We're here for a reason. Maybe that's just our trip in this lifetime. I mean, we're just, this is what we're here to do, and we're just aware of it. And we need to look after our little ones and family and just spread awareness and try the best we can. You know, we can't be negative and down about it. You know, we have to face the ugliness and work it all out and break it all down. And if we weren't aware, we would be probably thinking this is okay and we would be jabbed. That's what I said the other night in the show, but we are aware and we're not. If you weren't aware, you'd be watching the mainstream media every night and agreeing with it. You're aware, so you're not. You see through it. It is the Matrix. You see through those codes. This is one I covered with Donna the other night, but it's just so important it popped up again on Summit News. Babies struggle to understand basic facial expressions as a result of adults wearing masks. This is something that probably a lot of people wouldn't even have thought of before, and I'm actually seeing a lot of parents and mums in masks with babies. I saw one a couple of days ago. A mum with a pram and a baby looking up at her, and she's got the mask on and she's mumbling away to it, and it's like, what is that child supposed to learn from that? It's like, what, where am I? What's going on here? What is this maniac doing? Adults wearing masks as a result of the COVID lockdown rules has created a generation of babies who struggle to understand basic facial expressions and have stunted speech and language development. The conclusion is based on an Ofsted report that warns of serious delays in learning caused by lockdown restrictions, so children turning 2 years old will have been surrounded by adults wearing masks. Something you forget about, don't you? Think about the children that were born this year and last year. So think about all the children all over the earth and in, you know, extremely lockdown countries like Australia and other places who were born last year, and all they have known is their mum and their dads and people around them in a mask. So for them, that's all they know. They've come into the earth, and look at that. You don't realize, do you? You don't think about it like that. These are children turning 2 years old. They've been surrounded by these half-wits and morons and pumpkin heads and dimwits and stupid morons in masks. And I've seen them everywhere. Mum and dad in a mask with little Jimmy or little Billy in the pram, and they're mumbling away at him, and they're trying to act like everything's normal. And the child's like, it's crazy to think, you know. And they've been unable to see lip movements and mouth shapes like they need to, you know. And we know, even though they're trying to debate it, masks don't work. They don't do anything. It's useless. Even if there was a virus, which there's not, but even if there was, were, not going to do anything. They're talking about here about the mad panic when a face mask was slapped on people, that this is creating sort of like a trauma, and people don't want to question it because they'll get into trouble, and they're being conditioned to wear them by their bosses and, you know, and all of this, where they work and everything, you know, and especially in the medical industry. So this is causing serious developmental disorders in children. What about that? A speech therapist is saying her clinic has seen a 364% increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers. It's very important that kids do see your face to learn, so they're watching your mouth. What the hell have we done? End this cruel insanity. It's crazy, eh? There was another one here. From Dr. Young, a good article, the scientific evidence that wearing a mask is ineffective, harmful and useless. This is part of many of these. There's absolutely no conclusive evidence supporting worldwide governmental claims that any or and all of the restrictive measures work to reduce viral transmission, injuries or deaths. The scientific evidence of my own and others confirm that lockdowns were ineffective, school closures were ineffective, mask mandates were ineffective, and masks themselves were and are ineffective and harmful. Based upon massive body of scientific research over the last several years, they have come to a final scientific conclusion. The so-called worldwide governmental viral pandemic narrative and response was and is today a purely political one. There is absolutely no scientific gold standard evidence to follow other than the political science. You can look at mask experiments using optical microscopy. The filtering of all six of the selected masks may potentially filter out particulate matter larger than 8 microns, such as pollen, dust or hair, based upon the sizes of bacteria, yeast, molds, endotoxins, exosomes and so-called viruses, carbon monoxide emissions and factory emissions of nitrogen dioxide, hydrogen, cyanide, aluminum dioxide, graphene, graphene oxide, graphene hydroxide, including electrical and magnetic fields, or EMF. Cloth and surgical masks, as seen below, provide absolutely no filtering. they don't work at all. You remember the guy doing the video in Argentina, I think, and he was holding up all the different types of masks with a can of deodorant and holding it up in front of him and spraying the deodorant and it was out the other end. I mean, if you smoke a cigarette, you can just blow the smoke out the mask if you're wearing it. It's just for splatter and... what a joke, huh? What a joke. That is a long one, but definitely a good article. And the scientific evidence coming out that masks are not only ineffective and useless, but they're so harmful to people is unbelievable. What kind of harm are we going to see in the future because of these things and people wearing them all day? You know, I'm blown away. I'm still seeing a lot of retailing places, a lot of shops, shopping centers and things like that. You kind of walk around in there and there's young people, very young people working in all these different department stores and coffee places and things, and they've got these stupid masks on all day, all day. I guess except for when they go for their break, breathing in their own waste. What kind of damage is that going to cause them just that? You know? In the years to come. And social distancing and all this stuff they made us do. I guess as we clearly stated last year that this was all going to come out, you know, and people were going to be made to feel real stupid, especially when you got, if you got those jabs. Wonder if they'll dare to bring these masks back. I don't think they will, but as I've been saying, it's the lockdowns that nobody wants. People are prepared to do anything. They'll wear masks. You know, they'll social distance, they'll get more boosters, they'll do anything the government tells them as long as they don't lock them down again. That was the big psychological kind of torture technique that really screwed people up. They're so worried about lockdowns again, they're willing to, you know, do anything the government says as long as they don't lock us down again. Incredible. Another one on this website. Microscopy expert and scientist Dr. Robert Young demolishes so-called virus micrographs. These should be in the description. A 40-year electron and optical microscopy expert and biochemist and nutrition scientist examines the virus micrographs published by governments and health authorities and describes what they really are. Exosomes or repair proteins, which are basically a byproduct of cell membrane breakdown in the presence of chemical toxins or radiation assault. Dispatched by the body's innate intelligence system to prevent internal bleeding and activate a protective clotting mechanism in the process of removal of toxins and self-healing, wrongfully identified by many as science, microbiology and public health as viruses. Dr. Young also painstakingly addresses the matter of what true health is and talks about an alkaline body and eating and drinking and what we should be doing there. It's very interesting. Looking after the gut and what too much of an acid load will do. The viruses have never been proved to exist. They've never been purified in isolate. We've done many, many shows on this. But the medical industry run by pharmaceutical corporations continues to push the theory of viruses. An invention, not a reality, and a sad and criminal deception of humanity, which is now causing thousands of lives to succumb to the deadly poisons of the jabs. And, yeah, knowledge and education is the true health and what disease really is. Outfection, not infection. The true path forward to health for one and all, personal and individual health, is what we need to focus on, not chimeras of mass infection, pandemics, and public health, all of which seem to have been built up as lies to permit authoritarianism, fascism, tyranny, communism against the people. And it's not too late to wake up, to learn, to speak out, to educate yourself and others, to share information. Man, the story about a virus, eh? The boogeyman. Look what it did. Look what they made people do. And it's not just getting the jabs and wearing the masks and the social distancing and the ridiculous nonsense. I mean, as we said, it was like a massive game of Simon Says, but it was, the whole thing has been so humiliating. They have just humiliated billions of people. Just turn them into a laughing stock. All because of a virus that doesn't exist and never did. There's no viruses. You can't catch a virus. Contagion is a myth. There's no AIDS. There's no COVID. There's no polio. None of it exists. Ever. There's no bioengineered weapons that they're going to release into the atmosphere and you're going to breathe in on a subway or a bus or something like that and spread it and all of this. All bullshit. It's all fear. It's non-existent. But look what they're doing to people. They ejected you with hell based on a lie. The germs. It's incredible. Incredible times, man. And I guess it's all about fear. Fear rules, huh? This was probably one you guys may have seen, but really just hits home. You won't see this on the mainstream media, of course. They completely ignore all of this. From Health Impact News, April 9th, 22, 4,023 fetal deaths now recorded in Vejers following COVID-19 vaccines as US appeals court reinstates vaccine mandates for federal workers. And keep in mind, Vejers is underreported. Just take a screenshot of that. Give me a sec. The US government's vaccine adverse events reporting system was updated yesterday, April 6, 2022, and another 100 plus cases were added this past week, where an unborn child died after their mother received a COVID-19 vaccine, bringing the total now to 4,023 fetal deaths following COVID-19 vaccines for the past 16 months. And Amanda Vollmer said that as well about a family-related member, I think it was, who young woman who was didn't listen and got the injection and had a very premature baby and it died after the injection. So it's mass murder. It's mass murder, and humans are participating in it. And now that murder of that child and what that mother did, as she Amanda explained, creates trauma. And what's going to happen to her? You know, we don't know. It's the toughest blow of all, man. And by way of contrast, there were 2,238 recorded deaths of unborn babies in Vejers for the 30 years, 360 months prior to the authorizations of the COVID-19 vaccines in December of 2020, following all FDA-approved vaccines combined during that time period. Sick. Boy. It's just going to get more intense, isn't it? More and more and more intense. I'll put that one up for you to read as well. This was one just on the back of the sexualization of children that I was going to bring up before. I forgot I had it from Humans Are Free. That I picked up from April 3rd, 22, just on what they're doing to 10-year-old girls in Victoria. And, you know, the satanic pornography industry that's run by Jews is something that hardly anyone's covering, and they won't cover, and the media won't cover. I mean, the media are going on a few times. You see these ABC things where they're all confused about why men are violently lashing at young men, are violently attacking and raping girls now. And not once do they mention pornography. Not once do they mention these channels, Pornhub and places, where there's just brutal, violent gang rape of young girls on there, where they're actually simulating snuff movies. And they're strangling girls and hitting them in the face and raping them and gang raping them and all of this. They don't mention that. And that all a child needs to do is just open their phone and do a couple of clicks and they can watch that. Imagine a young child watching that. This is why my child is forbidden to use devices and away from TV. And hey, I don't know what I'm going to do later. Because eventually, you know, that's it comes into play, doesn't it? But you just got to do it for now, because it is evil. As I always say, never leave your children alone in front of YouTube. Parents, they're doing stuff in the day and they put their kids in front of YouTube. It stalks them. It stalks them. Those algorithms, man, they seem to know that your child's alone. And I think those smart TVs are stalking them as well. I've sent text messages to friends about texts and about movies or films or something, and I've gone onto Facebook and it's there, or it's on Netflix or something. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. It's like heaps of people were saying that. It's like I've done it all the time, you know? You'll be looking at maybe buying yourself a pair of shoes or something, and then you go onto your social media channels and there's all shoe ads. That's how fast it is. And we know about Disney recently, right? See if that's still there. Running out of time. Yeah, there it is. I'll just keep that in case I want to finish up on that one. Sorry, folks, I've lost a bit of ground here. Where were we? Oh, yeah, that was the one. Okay. So, yeah, this one from Humans Are Free, I just found that today and I saved it. As woke mob fights to sexualize 5-year-old kids in our schools and stuff, and the elite openly warning of mass food shortages, which is what we're seeing as well. There is a complex set of factors for determining if a person is transgender, while science hasn't nailed down the exact physiological and neurological markers to determine what makes a person have gender distress, there is no doubt that it exists in some way. We've got to look at ultrasound, don't we? Ultrasound, which Jim, I didn't get to talk to Jim West too much about that, but boy, man, I was not on a podcast, but he was mentioning some things to me one day just on Skype, you know, messaging and just talking about the gender bending and the neurological and physiological changes and this identity problems in children and ultrasound and how that happens. I'd have to ask him to go over that again. It was full on. Anyway, you got plastics and all sorts of things as well. So, but are we saying that children can't be, that can't happen to kids? I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? We don't know, but maybe there's a drop of it there. If individuals identify with a different gender than they were born with, it is no one's right to prevent them from remedying it. That being said, should young children who have no concept of male and female be subjected to learning about the sexual preferences of others? This is the thing, when they force it. When they force it through the schools, that's what they're doing it. So this week in Florida, the governor, Ron DeSantis, signed the bill, HB 1557, into law, and the left has condemned the bill and they've gone bananas. It's received massive criticism from Walt Disney World, of course, and the LGBTQ activists, the Biden White House, and Saturday Night Live. The left has dubbed the bill the don't say gay bill, but nowhere in the, and I have a friend and stuff, you can't say anything, he's not gay, but you can't say gay. You know, you can talk about, you know, white people being scum and trash, but you can't say gay. What do you mean? What do you mean gay? What's wrong with gay? What's your problem? They're so brainwashed by the media. But the bill simply bars the in a nutshell, the bill simply bars instruction of sexual orientation or gender identity from children in third grade or below. That's all. But see, the lefties don't like that. While critics make a valid point that it could make some students feel unsafe by singling out LGBTQ material as dangerous and inappropriate, one's sexual orientation or gender identity is a conversation that children should be having with their parents, not the state. This is why some on the right have dubbed the bill the grooming bill. Well, that's what we have under Daniel Andrews. It's a group. What did I say when I started the podcast tonight? They're grooming kids for pedophiles. As they feel many in the education system want to use their positions, authority to groom children. Given the slew of TikTok videos of teachers bragging about telling their students about their sexuality and all this stuff that we've seen, the idea of grooming is not that far-fetched. There's actually TikTok videos where young men are talking and discussing about ways they can harm and rape women. And this is all run by China, and these stupid idiots in, you know, countries like Australia are just addicted to this TikTok shit, and they're in there doing all this kind of sick stuff, and it's all being controlled and watched and tracked by Chinese communist regime. Regardless, the massive mainstream resistance against the bill was not enough to stop it, showing that the will of the people in Florida desired its passage. As the woke mob calls for DeSantis' head on a platter and rages about how Will Smith slapping Chris Rock was peak racism, a black guy slapping another black guy is racist, actual real-world and potentially catastrophic issues are unfolding around us, so fighting to teach five-year-olds about sexuality will seem like a fool's errand given the looming disaster on the horizon. Just this week, the extremely creepy yet exceedingly influential Klaus Schwab warned that history is truly at a turning point. He said that about when you get the jabs, didn't he? That it'll change you. It'll change who you are genetically. We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen, but he said that we do know the global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected. This is Dr. Evil. And he's making these warnings. The president of the multi-trillion-dollar asset fund BlackRock, Rob Capito, just told oil and gas executives on Tuesday that entitled Americans are about to deal with shortages of food and other goods and should prepare accordingly. We've been telling people here to prep. And the BlackRock CEOs are also demanding that the Ukraine situation is to be used to accelerate the introduction of government-controlled digital currency, so we can see what's happening in Ukraine and Russia is all part of the Great Reset, as well as COVID and what they're doing to our kids and the food shortages and everything. It's a Great Reset. For the first time, this generation is going to go into a store and not be able to get what they want. This is the BlackRock guy. These are the guys that basically own every single company on Earth. So if they're saying this, we need to start prepping now, guys. I would put on your seatbelts, he says, because this is something that we haven't seen. Warning that Americans will soon face scarcity. We're not, for those of us who are listening to this and the members who are in Australia, we're an island, I'm not sure how we'll be affected here. It's a hard one to call in Australia, but Americans being such a big population is going to cop it bad. Food and consumer goods to oil and gas. Old Sleepy Joe, well, I don't know which one of him, there's so many of them. He's been telling Americans for months now. And it's going to get real. Mm. It is a broken system, isn't it, folks? They're just talking about getting storable food, I guess, rice, dried beans, long shelf life kind of stuff, honey, rolled oats, cornmeal, canola, lentils, we've been talking about that, filters, you know, just batteries, torches, firewood, camping stoves, you know, they go to the camping stores, get those butane gas cans in the stove so you can actually cook if you need to, you know, just heaps of stuff, just whatever you can. If you can't afford storable food, get a beehive, get a honey beehive. You can get flow hives now, and you got there. You go, bang. You know. If you can't afford the storable foods, then a good option. You know, I mean, you look at canned stuff and pasta and all that. I mean, that'll go for years. You know, I mean, what's the shelf life on a lot of that stuff? Canned tuna and sardines and things. You know. Long life milk or powdered milk powders and things like that, just if you needed an extra coffee and tea bags and just everything. People have been doing it, you know, just storing it all away in boxes, labeling it all. You know, like, I guess just everything that you can think of, because really it's right in your face now. I've been shopping a couple of times in the last few weeks and it's just half empty. Although I'm not too fussed. I've kind of eat pretty simply, so. And we store a lot of stuff, but you know, I do notice how little there is. So food shortages, folks. Food shortages. That's what they're warning of. And in the meantime, we're living in an unstable situation where housing is going through the roof. Housing prices and, you know, just everyday costs and everything. You know, everything's going through the roof. It's kind of unstable times, if you will. You know, it definitely is. But we always say, don't panic. Keep doing what you do. Stay positive. Look after your health. That's the important thing. Looking after your health. I always tell people to get things like raw bee pollen. This like full nutrition stuff. Store things away. Any vitamins or things that you take if you need any kind of medications or asthma puffers or anything, start storing them. Every time you do shopping or you order shopping, get a little bit more. Whatever you can afford more, and put it in your, for your prepping. I've got an old shed, which I'm just been trying to clean up. It's falling to bits, but there's a bit of storage there, and I went on Gumtree and got all these big plastic containers with lids. Some guy gave like, I don't know how many. I had to do like 4 trips to get them all. It was like $30 for all these. Amazing. It must have been from some company or office or something. And you can fill all those with food. Tins and just everything. Flour and bottles of water and, you know, 10-litre, 20, 15-litre things of water and everything that you can possibly think of. I mean, as I said, when you're in the supermarket, you're looking at cans of beans or baked beans, spaghetti, these things. It may seem silly, but it's, you know, could keep you alive. And you look at the expiration date on those. If you get, you know, it could be well into next year or the end of next year, whatever it is, especially things like rice and stuff like that. You know, and obviously if something happens, you want to be able to cook. And that's what I said. You can go and get those camping stoves. Even places like Kmart and Big W, if you're in Australia, like, you can see those. They're really cheap, maybe $25, $30. You can get one of those. And I've had really cheap ones and really destroyed them, and they've lasted me a couple of years. You click the cans of the you know, the butane cans in there, and I've got heaps of those. You can get them from Bunnings and everywhere, packs of them, packs of 10 or 15 or 20 of those. And then all you need is a lighter or matches. I've got survival knives and all sorts of stuff where you can, you know, with the start the fires and everything, if you need to. But if you just get those lighters on special, you know, store all those away. You actually have a cooking stove with those camping things, you know. And you get a lot out of those little cans. It's amazing. And you have that and you can cook rice, put a bit of tuna in there, beans, you know. You can order wine in Australia. I've been getting these unbelievable deals where they're sending these deals where you get like 12, 15 bottles and 3-4 bottles of wine free for God knows so little, and they drop it to your door free. You can start storing those away if you like a bit of that. You know, store the wine, store it away so you've got that, candles, batteries, extra fuel, as well as your gardens and things and seeds and all that kind of stuff, you know. I've been hand making bread, pizza dough, stuff for bread rolls, pie pastry, things like that, just with my hands. It's been turning out fantastic. Probably want some chickens. As I said, if you want to make eggs last longer, just put the coconut oil on them and store them in a dark, cool place. As I said, filters, lots of filters if you can get them, and water purification systems. Extra bedding, sheeting, clothes, rain gear, stuff, bug out bags, all of that. And if you can do 6 months, if you can do 3 months, do 6 months. If you can do 6 months, do a year. If you've got a year there for you and your family of stuff that you can turn to, then that is the best preparation that you can do. I think that's the most powerful thing that you can do. And if you're on a property, and I know a lot of our listeners out there actually live on farms and properties out there, you are doing awesome. And I'm sure you're already onto this. If you're in city environments or suburbs and things like that, or you don't have much space, just work with what you have. Because they're telling you now, supply chains, man. And this is about to ricochet around the world, and I'm already seeing it. I've got friends who never complain, and they're like, oh, the fuel and everything now. So definitely, I'm definitely seeing it. As Amanda said, it's kind of like end times or apocalyptic or something. You get that feeling, and all these people have got this stuff jabbed into them, man. I would say get out of cities. I'd say get out of cities, get out of there if you can. If you can't, then just prepare where you are. There's a lot of great videos you can watch on YouTube of these survivalists, and there's a lot of incredible sort of things you can do urban as well, you know, how you can make, you can cram a lot in, like even if you've got an apartment, you can do horizontal stuff and have all sorts of things growing and doing things. But just remember, every time you go out, grab some for your bug out stuff, grab some for your supply. You know, and the best things in Australia, if you're looking at around Tuesday or every Wednesday, if you're looking at the supermarkets and Coles and stuff, they have specials, half price. What we do is usually I go and get some shopping, but we might do a full shopping at Coles on Wednesday, for example. Just a basic example here, but we might do a full shopping at Coles on Wednesday and just click on the half price stuff and just go through there and get a couple $100 or whatever you can of shopping. It's free delivery. And then put all that, store it all away and label it. All those packets of like mixed rice that you just need to heat up, all that kind of stuff. Tin things, proteiny things, just everything, you know. All sorts of stuff, things you can do for the kids, even jelly, things like that. I mean, how long to those biscuits and things? I don't know, you know. You need the coconut sugar, you know, chocolate powders, you know, everything that you can possibly think of. Everything, you know. all that storable stuff that's going to last a year or two. And if you can afford the good stuff, you know, the storable foods, which is bloody expensive, but if you can, get some. But as I said, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the supermarket you can store away. And, you know, I'd be just saying, look, I mean, how if this happens, how long is it going to be that they disrupt our supply chains? Because there's no shortage of food. Australia produces three times more food than what we need. This is a manufactured supply chain halt. They are doing this on purpose. This is part of the Great Reset. So I would say, if you can get a 6 months to a year of stuff, so you're living your day-to-day life and you're at your home and you're doing everything you're doing now and you're listening to me here, but in your shed or somewhere, you've got 6 months to a year of supplies if you need to go there. And then you got that whole thing of, what if nothing happens? What am I going to do with all that? We'll give it to charity. Or start slowly eating it, you know. It's just one of those things. I think it's worth doing. If it doesn't happen, well, you did it. And if it does, boy, you're going to be happy. You really are, you know. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners have got a lot of good ideas, but I'm just covering the basics because they are telling you now. They are telling you now. Even Trudeau's making these predictions. They're blaming Ukraine and Russia for food supply chain shortages. They told us COVID was coming. It came. They're talking about the cyber attacks. And now they're talking about the food supply and fuel supply and all of this. And people are, you know, for people like us, this is fairly easy to do. But for people who eat McDonald's and all that kind of stuff and live off that kind of diet and stuff, they're used to getting so much food for so little. And I was just at a hardware place the other day. There's a big McDonald's next to it. I mentioned this a few times. I go there here and there. There's a big McDonald's, a brand new one, and they got all these screens up, and they drive through. Amazing how many tradies do it, you know. Aussie tradies, very disappointing guys. And you see them go up, and they work out what kind of poison they want, and they order it, and the woman voice there, and they go through this little maze, you know. And then at the end, they collect their bait, and they go into the car park, and they gobble it down like a mouse. You know what I mean? You're actually going through, lining up in your car, ordering poison bait, and then you're going through a maze, and then you're collecting and paying for the bait, and you're going and eating that bait. Because McDonald's food is weaponized. That's military shit. It's weaponized, man. It's not food. I told, how many times did I say that I bought a cheeseburger years ago and I kept it in the shed for like 9 months? And it was perfect. Even the cockroaches didn't want it. I wanted to see what happens to a cheeseburger, so I went and ordered one. There's all these pimply teenagers in Linus. Then I took it home and I just chucked it in the shed. 9 months. Maybe a little bit more. It just was there. It just smelt like a one you would buy. And I swear to God, if you put that thing in a microwave and gave it to someone, they wouldn't have known. And the bread didn't go bad. There was no mold on it. You fucking explain that to me. You know, I cook everything at home fresh, and a couple of days, you got to either eat stuff or get rid of it. It starts to go bad. 9 months, a McDonald's cheeseburger with a beef patty on it and cheese and sauce, thrown in my shed, which is half asbestos, thrown in the shed for 9 months, and the cheese was perfect. There was no smell and there was no mold on it, and the bun was still soft. 9 months. Explain that. And they claim they don't put any nasties in it. What the fuck do they put in that food to make it like that? Or is it even food? What the hell are people eating? So at the end of the day, you just don't know what they're feeding people. It's just gross. and the chips and stuff are worse. Highly cancerous. Highly cancerous. But, you know, look, go to the supermarket, you get some Heinz beans and cans of tuna and rice and things like that, man. These are staples. Even powdered milk or long life milk, it's okay if you want a coffee or things. It's fine. It's not Macca's. Noodles. All that kind of stuff. Just in case you need it, that's what I'm saying. And you could probably, if you do all this, you could probably actually eat quite well. I don't know about electricity. What would happen there? If supply chains are hit, and I don't know how this will affect people's work or what they're going to do here, if they're going to have more extreme weather, we just don't know yet. But I've been still kind of trying to find a freezer. You know, the old freezers that kind of look like a big washing machine with a lid at the top. Because I think that's a really good idea, because you can freeze all your meat and you can freeze butter. A very essential thing, especially grass-fed butter. This has got your vitamin A and your vitamin D in there. But, you know, freezing butter, you can freeze milk and cream and those kinds of things. And you can freeze meat and chicken and things like that. All that kind of stuff. If you buy a secondhand freezer, a big one, a pretty big one, just put it in your shed and leave it on. It's kind of a good idea. Even bread and things like that you can put in there. Steak and things, you know. Whatever you like, you can freeze it all in there and have that as well. I know a lot of people have extra refrigeration and freezers in their sheds and things. I just think it's a really good idea. And yeah, there is a power source there, and it costs, but still worth having, man. And just ignore it. Have it there in case you need it. But you need that sustenance and fat and things, you know. It's a good idea as well. And people think that talking about this is negative. It's not, because they're telling you. They're going to disrupt the supply chain. I'm already seeing it, and look at what's happening in Australia now. It's quite unstable out there, folks. I'm sure when you guys go to town, you might be seeing it as well, like kind of more empty shelves or not being able to get what you used to. And most importantly, learn to fish and get some fishing equipment. I was watching a Chinese guy down the sea pool the other day. Was pulling out all these beautiful fish, and it's just so much fish in Australia. You can go down to the beaches and pull out all sorts of things, so you know, that's a good idea as well. In our beautiful rivers and seas and things like that. But I guess there's lots of things to be able to do, you know, and you can still have your treats, you can still have your biscuits and things, just put them all away. Aldi's really cheap as well, you know, for all that kind of packet stuff and things. And you got to remember, it's not your normal diet. It's something to put away just in case you need it. But I was looking in an Aldi store the other day. They had a ton of that stuff. Very cheap. You know, coconut oil, huge jars of coconut oil for $8. You know, organic olive oil, all that kind of stuff, you know. Big tins of yellowfin tuna. Big tins of yellow chili. Aldi had these tins of smoked trout. I think it's German. It's like, says it's hand-smoked trout in the tins. You know, sardines, man. Sardines are really good for you. All that kind of stuff. Just how much are things of sardines? Like under $1? Mixing that in with some rice. Getting, you know, those bottles of... pasta sauces, you know, what is it in tomatoes, lycopene or something, it's quite good for you, all this kind of stuff, nothing wrong with that, folks. You can't really worry too much about fresh stuff and vegetables and things like that, forget it, grow that stuff if you want it, but just get all this stuff I'm talking about. Board games, things to do, you know. All the stuff that you need. Because looking at these articles, and there's many of them, that's what they're telling. If it's fear-mongering, okay, it's fear-mongering. It's fear-mongering. There's not going to be any food shortages and nothing's going to happen. Okay, fine. But what if? What if? Wouldn't you feel happier about just slowly storing all that stuff in your shed or somewhere? You know? And if this doesn't happen, that's great. And you'll have all this stuff and I'll be like, what to do with it? Well, I'm sure there'll be something to do with it. And a lot of charities and things like that. And you won't even miss that because you've been doing it incrementally over so much time. You know? Camping equipment too, very important. Go to the sales. Get stuff on Gumtree. You know, look around. You can go on Gumtree in Australia and people are giving away so much stuff. They're just like, come and grab it, you know? It's amazing what you can pick up. You know, I've picked up really comfortable the other day, two almost brand new leather chairs to relax in with the stools to put your feet up for free. Free! Recliners. They're like $2,000 each. These people gave them away. I went straight down there and threw them in the car. I've got lawnmowers for free and all sorts of things. People are moving. They're like, just come and grab it or I'm going to throw it out. You know? I go straight on there. There's a lot of stuff you can actually go and get yourself as well. And just be smart about it. Pack it all away. Label it. Make sure you know what's what. If you've got children, sort that out, what they might need. And just have it there. It's an interesting topic. It's an interesting subject. And I think that once you start getting into this, you'll be surprised. It'll be like a hobby for you. So let us know how you go. And let us know if you guys have any tips. Let us know what you think about this. You know, inflation going through the roof. Prices just blowing up. This threat of taking our money away. And this great global reset. And this supply chain and fuel and food and housing prices and everything. Something's going to happen, right? Something's going to happen here. Definitely. You can feel it. So just get organized, prepped, I think, and don't panic and be positive, but just keep your wits about you, you know? And quietly organize within your household. Keep everything neat and tidy and just keep organizing because most people around you just who are getting the jabs and everything and going down the coffee shops and watching 7 News every night, they got no idea. And when it comes, they're going to panic. And you don't want them to panic and drag you under the water. You want to be in charge and have everything ready and nice and prepped. You know, things. Things ready. So, all good. Couple stories left to articles, but that's okay. I've gone half an hour over tonight, actually. I like to do the hour. But. Look for me tomorrow night on the podcast. I'll see how I go and what's up. And keep logging into the website and stay active on there and enjoy. For the new members, get into the members area. And there's a chat room. Log in as a guest and chat away and leave links. There's a lot of great info going up there as well. Hi to the guys over there on Telegram and some new members. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much for supporting me here. I can't... continue in this capacity with that kind of website without some members. Hasn't been a lot of members this year, but they come in bits and pieces. It's just it just depends. Not everyone wants to be a member, so I've made the website so it works for everybody, and people who appreciate what I'm doing here and they enjoy the website and they want to help me to continue here, and I'd love to be able to do this a bit more and get a few more members, you know, that would be great. But that this allows us to go a little bit deeper and do these kinds of podcasts and things like that. get into the members area and have a look in there, and let us know what you think, and send us any links, and if any issues or anything like that, always email me, and we'll catch up again soon. So take care, guys.